Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Tuvos Daf Chav Ches. Tuvos Chav Ches. We are quite a bit behind. We're Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We're a drop before the midway point of the page. We're up there of Ashi Amar, and almost in the middle page, about 40% of the way down the page, just to get our bearings. We had a stira from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that everyone's neman to testify about an isha that when the army came to the city, that she was not violated. We said imesh edim afilu ebed afilu shivcha are believed. They are believed, and we assume that means even her own shivcha is believed to testify that she wasn't violated. Problem is, when the sugya of get yashan, a get, which was dated, written up, and then the husband was meyachid with the wife after the date of the get, we're concerned maybe that relation's child's going to be born, and it's going to show the get will later be shown to be prior to the conception of the child. It's going to cast aspersions on the ichus of the child that he was born out of wedlock, even though they really hadn't given the get yet. So we say, we call that a get yashan, and we require them to do a new get. However, and over there we discussed that if there's edim that say that they were not miyachin, there's people that were there that were with them to make sure they were miyachin, then we're not concerned about it being get yashin. And the discussion over there, we say that a shivcha is not good enough to eliminate the issue of yichud. Her presence does not eliminate the issue of yichud. Meshli by gaspa. So the shivcha being there does not take away the yichud issue. Well, her, we have a stira over there. We're saying that it's almost like we're not trusted. She's not trusted to have relations in the presence, to not have relations, because the presence of shivcha is not enough. Whereas by case of our Mishnah, we're saying that the Shifcha is believed to testify that she wasn't violated. So her it's a stira. What is the Shifcha considered like herself? Is the Shifcha considered a separate entity? So we spoke yesterday two Teretzim. Rav Papi answered, B'shivuya kilu, an idea that we've already spoken out in the past couple of lot, that Shivuya is only an assumption that maybe she was violated. It's a concern that she was violated. It's not a guarantee. And therefore we also are Mekah by Shivuya. So here we're Mekah by Shivuya to believe a Shifcha. Elsewhere the Shifcha would not be believed on our behalf. That's Rav Papi's answer. Rav Papa answered that no, her shivchas I can never believe, not here, not there. His shivchas must be believed. We said over here, Evid, Afila, shivchas believed. We don't mean her shivch, we mean the husband's shivcha. His shivcha could be believed, and Akami, her shivcha cannot be believed. Now we're up to Rav Ashi's answer. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, Havab shivchida. Both cases, we're talking about shivchida, we're talking about her shivcha. The shivcha sees things and keeps quiet. That's her derech. She sees and keeps quiet. Over there, where the shtika is going to be matir, by the case in Gittin, where her silence, where she's not, in order for her to mess up the get, she has to speak up and say, they weren't just miyachin, they had bia. She has to speak up and say they had bia in order to make it a geyashin. We can't trust her to speak up because she'll keep quiet. Where keeping quiet is going to save, so to speak, going to save the woman. Over there, we can't trust the shifcha. Whereas over here, hacha, if she keeps quiet, the assumption is that the soldiers violated each woman. What's going to protect her mistress? When she speaks up, speaking up, we trust her. Hacha, the shishkasa, israsta, mamna. Over here, where keeping silent will actually leave her mistress to be usher, and leave the master, the woman, will be usher because the silence assumes that the woman was violated. So only when the shifcha speaks up is the mistress going to be considered to be non-violated, to be considered mutter to her husband. We believe the shifcha when the shifcha speaks up. Ask the Gemara why. Hashanami asked Meshachar, if the point is that she lies, what's the difference between lying by keeping quiet, so to speak, or lying by speaking up? Says the Gemara, Tarti lay avda. The insight is she wouldn't do two, meaning to speak up and say a lie, that she's not going to do. To keep quiet and bury a story, that she'll do. But to speak up and speak out a lie, that she won't do. Tarti la avda. And we bring a proof to back up this idea from the following ma'isa. Kedem Mar Basic, straight up with the fellow Mar Basic.
Quick question. This whole time you've been talking about Shivcha.
Shivcha Kananis, that's correct. So the story of Mar Basic. Mar Basic was a very strong, was a powerful person. He was an intimidating person. It would be key to the story. Varmila Chana Basic, some say it was Chana Basic, not Mar Basic. Asale Acha Mebei Chuzai. So his brother came from Beis Chuzai, or his father and brother, father went up to Beis Chuzai, and with a little brother, and after the father died, this younger brother came back, and was much more grown up, and he said, I'm your brother, I want to split the Yerusha. Let me have a portion of the a father's assets. Mari said to him, I don't know who you are. Chizah said that Mari Basic has a legitimate taina. Shabbat Kamalach, he has a good taina. Yosef recognized his brothers, but they didn't recognize him because they were a little older than him. He recognized them because they already were mature when he left. He was just 17. The Gemara explains, famous idea, he left without a beard, he came back with a beard. I'm sorry, he didn't come back. When they met him in Mitzrayim, he had grown from 17, I think he was 30 then, he had a full beard. He looked like a totally different person. They didn't recognize him. So too, this Mari Basic has a good taina, says the Rav Chisda to this brother, He doesn't recognize you. Maybe you are an imposter. How do you know? You have to prove you attack his brother. Armalei, so Rechavah said to this fellow, Zil Aisisati, that bring proof that you're his brother. Armalei, so the brother said, I have proof, but it's a problem. Isli Sadi, Mustafi Mine, I have aided him to testify that I am the brother of Mari, but they're afraid of Mari. It's a Gavra Almu, because he's a powerful person. He's scared. They're scared he's going to harm them. They don't want to testify. Amalei the day, so when Rechavah heard this, he said to Mari, Zil Asinu at Dilat Achuhu, you go bring Edim that he's not a brother. Now, that's very difficult, Edim. Go find Edim that someone is not a brother. It's much more plausible to find Edim that you can testify you are a brother. To find Edim you're not a brother is very difficult. So what did he mean? What did Rechavah mean? He meant to tell Mari, get these very same Edim. This guy says he has Edim. Find those Edim that say that this guy holds, that say he's a brother, and just get them to testify that he's not a brother. Get those very same Edom to testify he's not a brother, and that will eliminate the fact that he has Edom saying he is a brother. Says Gemara, Amalei Dinachi, so Mari Bisek said to Rav Chisda, is that the halacha? How many times have a raya? You're making me prove that he's not my brother? He wants, I'm for sure a son. I for sure get a Yerusha, everyone knows that. He wants to claim that he's also a brother. No, Maitzvah Chavaraya, the burden of proof is on him, not on me. Amalei Rav Chisda said, yes, this is what we do. Hachi, Danina, lach lukula amen chavrech. All you powerful people like yourself that then still fear in others, that intimidate others, that's how we have to deal with you. Yes, even though the din of the Maitzvah Chavaraya, we're going to switch the burden of proof back onto you because of your intimidation methods, and therefore you're the one that has to prove that he's not your brother. But ask the Gemaras. Hashtanami, asum shakri. If they're intimidated by him the same way the Gemara is bothered, the same way they were scared to testify on behalf of this brother from basically Bechuza, they're scared to testify on his behalf in the face of Murray, wouldn't they also lie on behalf of Murray to say that this brother is not a brother, this alleged brother is not a brother? Gemara explains, Tarti Le'avdi. This is the same thing we said a few moments ago, that they wouldn't do both, meaning they're being afraid would cause them to keep quiet. Same idea that we said by the Shivcha. Silence, they'll keep quiet, they'll bury a story, they'll keep quiet. But to testify falsely, to testify and say false, that they're not going to do. So that is the same idea. So to over here, by us, that's the Ravashi decided, that the Shivcha is Neman by us, because she has to get up and say that the mistress wasn't violated, that they're Neman. But to bury us, but to be trusted that they're going to be open about a story that the Isha was, that had relations with her husband, and that she's going to speak up and not keep quiet, that we can't trust them, and therefore by Geyashon, Shivcha is not going to be believed. Let us say this discussion whether a Shivcha is able to be, is Neman, to testify about the captive woman, whether she's Muslim with her husband or not. Let us say it's Mechalik Tanayim. We have two Brises that seem to be black and white against each other. Brisa number one, Zuei this Ishvisha, Tinek Vitanikis, Avivi of Ima. The following aid is about that woman in captivity, that she wasn't violated. It could be testified by a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, meaning like a child, children. Avivi of Ima, the woman's own father, mother, Vachi, Vachaser, her brother and sister, Avaloi ben Abita, not her daughter or son, Vloi Avda Vloi Shivchasa, not her Eved Shivcha. Very clearly in this Brisa, at least Shivcha in particular we're focused on. Shivcha, Bita, Bina, and Evan also not, but her Shivcha is included in this list of people who are not able to testify. Everyone's believed to testify except for herself and her husband. Everyone else is believed to testify. So Shivcha in the first Brisa is not believed. Shivcha in the second Brisa is believed. Let us say our discussion in our Sugya, whether Shivcha is believed, is Machlekes in the Brisa. Gemara says, yes, to Rav Papi, to Rashi Tanai. Rav Papi, who had said that Peshvu Yakilu, there's no way that he's going to be able to explain this first price that says Shivchas is not believed. I would have to the Shvuy Kilo. Obviously, he has to learn that his sheet to his explanation goes like the second price, and the price is arguing. Similarly, Ravashi, who said that she's Shivcha is believed to testify because she's saying a positive statement. She's getting up and speaking up and saying that the woman was violated, and we assume the Shivcha wouldn't lie for such a statement. He obviously can only go like the second price, said that everyone's believed besides for she herself, the woman herself, and her husband, but the Shivcha is believed. Rav Papi and Ravashi, their explanations go like the second price, and the first price is talk arguing. They have to learn that it's a machlekes. But in Rav Papa, if you remember, Rav Papa made a chiluk between his Shivcha and her Shivcha. Prabhupada said his Shivcha is believed, her Shivcha is not believed. Is there any way to reconcile these two braces and say they're not a skiver? The Gemara says perhaps. Do Rav Papa, again, Rav Papa Vashi Tanai, according to Papa Vashi Vadi, Machlekes of the Brisa over here. Do Rav Papa, we can answer as follows. Milam Tanai, do we have to say it's Machlekes Anayim? Allah Papa will say, Kita Nahib Mesicha Lefituma, a new Yisai, I mean, it's not new. We had already a couple ago, this concept of Mesicha Lefituma, that we're talking about a case when a Shivcha is testifying as testimony. Kaka won't be believed. Her Shifcha won't be believed. But when the Shifcha is just saying over a story, matter of factly, not in the context of a testimony, then it would be believed, similar to the following story. Kiha, Tchiasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Dimi came from Bavatai Tzrael. He said as follows, Rav Chana Katrigina Mishtai, Maisa Bal Tnei Rishum Levi. According to the first version, Rav Chana Katrigina, he said over a story that came from the Rishum Levi. Rav Chana, some say it's opposite. Rishum Levi, Mishtai Rishum Levi said a story that was Maisa was Bana opposite, but Maisa was Bal Tnei Rebbe. But other Mechot Shem Mesich Fetumah, here's the key point. That was the key words of the whole story. There was a fellow who's being Mesich Fetumah, he was time having casual conversation. It was raid at the Shabbos table. They stopped schmoozing. It wasn't Beter's testimony. And he said, my mother and I were taken as in captivity amongst the Goyim. When I used to go draw water, my mom was not my mother. I kept an eye on her, so to speak, to make sure that she wasn't being violated. Lucky, I went to go gather wood. And Rebbe allowed the mother to get married to Kuna based on the testimony of, even though we said before the testimony of a son, we said in the first price is not believed. Rebbe was matter, because over there, what do you see in the Klar and the Lashon? Was Messiah Lifituma, and therefore he allowed it. So we'll say a very simple answer for the steer in the price, according to our Papa. In the first price, where the Shifcha is not believed, it's so much she's saying, Beteris Eidus, Beteris testimony, she's not believed. But in the second price, we're saying everyone's believed besides for the man himself and the wife. That's talking about Messiah Lifituma. The Shifcha would be believed Messiah Lifituma, but not be believed if it wasn't Messiah Lifituma. Okay. So to Mishnah. Amr Shachar Nakatzev on the same topic. Amr Shachar Nakatzev said, unfortunately, him and his wife went into captivity, or they were, I should say better, him and his wife were there when they was a siege of the army of Yerushalayim. Nabuchodonosor Yerushalayim was being taken over by the enemies. They were there by the siege. So he said, Hamayin Azeh, he swore by the Beis HaMikdash, Hamayin Azeh, by this dwelling place. She never was separated from me the whole time. From the Goyim came into Yerushalayim till they left, she was never separated, she was never violated, I can testify. They said back to him that, now unfortunately, a person cannot be made al atzmai. Now the bomb kasha on this is, we just had it yesterday's daf, we just explained that if there's one place of hiding, remember we discussed one place of hiding, then as long as the place of hiding, you can always attribute that any woman in the city were hiding in that place. We have this Shaila in the Gemara of Marta Claire. What if the one place of hiding only can fit one person? Is that still good enough to be Tehillah Yerushalayim? The Gemara didn't come out with a resolution. We quoted for the Rif that yes, we'll go to Kula even over there. We said, but certainly if there's a hiding place which could fit more than one person, certainly Zayim and Shaila over there could be Tehillah. So yes, the Mefarshim, was there not a single hiding place? Chaim HaKatzev wasn't believed to testify his wife wasn't violated. But was there not one single hiding place in the whole Yerushalayim that they could have, that she could have possibly hidden? And if there was such one single hiding place, then that itself should make her mutter. So the Kabbalistanal answers that the hiding place only helps, interesting Kiddush, when there's no Vaday Shenit Meis. But B'shas the Churvus Yerushalayim, it was like a Vaday instead of Yishu Shenit Meis. What was going on there was so rampant that it wasn't like Stam, there's an army came to the city and there's an assumption everyone was Nemes. It was more than an assumption. At that point in time, because Klai Yisrael, because the Churvus Yerushalayim was taking place and the enemy was coming in through Yerushalayim and they were taka violating whoever they saw, it was more of an act. It was more like a Vadayas that she was violated, and therefore at that particular period of time it was because you need a stronger heter than just the fact that there was one hiding place to be had. That is the carbon asana. The Ben Arya answers that no, more practical, but Kiddush, more practical, that no, at that time, don't say that at that time everyone was Vade Nitmes. At that time all the hiding places were opened up. They, with the same way they came and conquered the city, they also exposed all hiding places. There was no hiding places to be had. So Taka and Akami, the question was there, if there was a hiding place, couldn't she have been saved? The answer is yes, if there was, but there wasn't. And therefore, he was not Neman Al-Atzma. This question of Al-Atzma, the question of bothered, he wasn't testifying by himself. He says, well, that was my wife. So, of course, the first answer is, like you're saying, she says, Ishta Kagufai, she does, it's called Alatzmai. The Mukesh says, no, it's Negate himself. The Shiloh is whether he's mutter to his wife. Remember, especially if you go, whether it's B'chaim HaKatzav, if he was a Kayin, for sure. But even if he was not a Kayin, we had Taisi Sirashi earlier in the parak, we're saying that when it comes to a situation where women are being violated, completely violated, there's a concern that they're asked even to a Yisrael husband, because maybe they'll have been. Maybe in one scenario, they'll have been submissive. They'll have been more than just submissive. Maybe they'll have been proactive in the bia, which would make her usher even to her Yisrael husband, perhaps. Okay, so the Mukesh says that the it's negate to him, because if she's us, he has to divorce her. That's very negate. That's called alatzmai. The Magen Mishnah says, enachanami, it doesn't mean alatzmai mamish. It just means that the same way, he says about his wife, but as long as there's a chash, he's going to be mishaker, which is similar to what we've said till now. The point is, since it's relevant to him and there's a chash, he's going to lie, that's called alatzmai. Anytime there's a chash mishaker, it could be called alatzmai. Even if it's about one sibling, one's relative, theoretically. As long as there's a chash mishaker, the lashon alatzmai would apply. Alatzmai just means he's a negev adavar. It's a fancy way of saying he's a negev adavar, and therefore he can't be believed. So, not necessarily it's ishagufay. Now it's because it's negev for him to be divorced. Not because it's atzmai about his own divorce. It's atzmai because he's a negev adavar. That's the mahalach of the Magid Mishnah. Okay, says Gemara, the Gemara Tana. That was before. Yeah. Correct. Well, the second Bryce actually says clearly. The second Bryce, which says that everyone's believed, seemingly even B'nai Bita and even Shivcha, what does it exclude? Dafka him and her, but it excludes him and her. It does exclude him. So you see, he's a Madrega, right? You see that? He's a Madrega even below the kids. Okay. Tana. Vafa Pikain, even though Zechai Ben Katzav was now us to have a relation with his wife, Yichud Labayis Mechatzeri, he set aside a house for her in his courtyard, and when she would go out, when she would leave the courtyard, she would go out before the children, in order not to be alone with him. They were in separate houses, but the same courtyard. In order not to be alone in the courtyard, it's still a private courtyard, in order not to be miach with him in the courtyard. When she go into the courtyard, nichas b'seif b'nei, the children would go in first, and then she'd go in. In order to make sure they never miached, so therefore, the children would go in first, but when they went inside, and when they left, she would leave first, and then the children would leave behind her. Very, very interesting idea. The Rabban points out that we're using the children as protection. We just had in, but really, really for us, it was almost this morning, it's today's daf, but it's really earlier on this daf of Zion, we had that children aren't necessarily naman to testify about the her behalf on Shvuya. Rabban just says, it's fairly obvious. Rabban says, there's a big chilek. Being, right? Over here, it's a word of Yichud. She's not going to have relations in front of her children, so that's a protection for Yichud. A protection for Yichud, the children are good, even if they're not good to testify about Shvuya. Rabban just makes that chilek. Now, it's interesting, there's a whole discussion about the shir of Yichud. The shir of Yichud. Let's think of what's going on here. She's walking out right after the children, or she's walking in right before the children. What if you did opposite? What if when the children left first and she left right after? But what if she came at first, the children came right after? That's a shir yichud. It's a very short period of time. Very short period of time. So the answer is the chur, it's like a chatzi shir. And Rami, it wouldn't be a full shir. Let's just say the full shir yichud is 2 minutes. Let's just say. The full shir yichud to do a maisabiyah, let's just say it's 2 minutes. So over here you have 10 seconds, 30 seconds. The chur, you only have a chatzi shir. Would this be a riot that there's an isser of a chatzi shir by yichud? And where's the big nafkamina bezman azam? Class nafkamina in an elevator. Elevator is a big shayla. Elevator, person goes to the elevator. Right, at any moment someone could pop in, but you have a chatzi sheyichud. Is it a problem or not? So lechayin arsugi, it's a clear raya. The fact that she had to leave first and come in first is a raya that there's apparently an issue of yichud even by chatzi shir. Down the chayin took a raya, but they have a couple of svaras to deflect the raya. Number one, over here they were married and they didn't even get divorced. Really, they only had an issue because the army came to the town and she was proclaimed usher to husband. This was Chaim Katzav's wife, right? The army came to town and it was considered as if a chash and she was violated. He himself testified it never happened. They were happily married. They went to stay married. It's certainly ain't Liba Gaspa more than this. They were in a loving relationship and they had to get divorced. So by Liba Gaspa, maybe they're Chatzi Shir's usher. But in a regular case, Chatzi Shir without Liba Gaspa, maybe over there we wouldn't be so concerned. That's number one. Number two is, the issue of chatzi shir could be is because you can develop it into a full shir. The same idea, you can't eat chatzi shir because you may come to finish and eat the full shir. You can't eat half a kazayis because you may come to eat a full kazayis. So when you have the power to extend that chatzi shir, your yichud is only going to be chatzi shir. But you can change the plans and make it a bigger shir. Maybe that's what'll be usher. But when it's totally not biyadai, in the case of like the elevator, right? The elevator could be opened up on floor 1. Someone could have pressed the button. Someone could press the button not to floor 10, not to floor 30, right? You don't know when it's going to open up. But you have no power over extending the chatzi shir. Since you have no power to send the chatzi shir, even the chatzi shir itself wouldn't be us. And therefore, the Paiskim are Mekel, they say that one can be lenient, unless it's one of these long, you know, skyscrapers where, you know, you go to a special elevator ring where you know it's a 20-second ride up to where you have to go, or around 20 seconds is probably still too short. You know, it's a, call it a 1-minute ride. I don't know if there exist such long elevators, but you know it's a 60-second ride up, and there's no open the doors in between because it doesn't open up on various floors, maybe over there. But otherwise, as long as there's a way for the door to open before whatever this zman is, I'm not saying the exact zman of yichud, whatever the zman yichud is, as long as the door is able to open, since you're not in control, such as chatzi shir would not be an issue. That's why the Paiskim are lenient. Okay, says more further. But who says yichud? I mean, it's also in the Kedushin. Let's see. By Abayin. There's one other point that I know we're very behind, but one other point. I don't get sidetracked, but it's a very, very, very important halacha. The Gemara tells us in I forgot where that a man's not supposed to walk behind a woman. Right? There's an isser for a man to follow a woman. It's not the man to walk behind a woman. So, like Yeshua actually brings Bezman Hazeh, why are we not so makban in this? Not because we're so lax in dinim. Bezman Hazeh that women are much more commonly outdoors. It used to be the woman was stayed more indoors. Now that women are so commonly outdoors, if you're trying to avoid in the market, wherever you walk by the woman, you move out from behind one woman, you walk by another woman. You're always going to be walking by the woman. Therefore, you try to be makban as much as possible, but we're not so particular because it's hard to always be sure you're not walking by the woman. Now, on this halacha, that's why we're not so makban b'man hazeh, but the halacha, again, still exists to try to not walk behind the nisha. What about one's own family member, particularly one's own mother? Does halacha apply to not walk behind one's own mother? So they have achreinim being arrived from our Gemara, that the woman used to go in, but reish paneh, Rav Chaim Katz's wife, would go in before her children. That means her sons would follow her. Her sons would walk behind her. Obviously, walking behind one's own mother is not an issue. If it would be an issue, it wouldn't have that she's walking, the children walking behind the mother. Interesting, right? It's very interesting to see how the Chorinim bring various riots to Hilchas Yichud and to other halachas of Sneas from a side point of a mice that we just quoted. By Rabbi, Malas is Begushikain. We're saying they lived in the same chatzir, and they just made sure not to miyachin in the chatzir. What about a grusha? What if a kohen got divorced, can't marry, and specifically a kohen can't remarry the same woman? Could he live in the same chatzir as his ex-wife? Hasam b'du b'shpuyah kilo. Do we say dafk by shpuyah or meikol? Am we allowed for b'scharia? Avachal loy by a kohen zichanat. I don't know. Makes no difference. Hashem must be a raya. It's Hanim Gash's sister, one divorced his wife. Late to nasei b'shkanasei. One who divorced his wife, he shouldn't dwell in the. She shouldn't remarry. And live, Tanasi means get remarried. She can get married, but shouldn't get remarried and live b'shchunase in his same shkuna as the husband. If he was a kayin, they said he shouldn't dwell with him in the mavi. It's a shiloh whether the shkuna is bigger than a mavi or the shkuna is smaller than a mavi. We're saying in general, in the same neighbor, the same mavi, the same shkuna, she should not dwell in my kfarkata, a small village again. Say Ma'aseh Amru Kfar Katan Nidik Shchuna. That was the story they said that Kfar Katan is like a Shchuna. So essentially, what's saying is that they, when it comes to divorce, ex spouses, it's not a safe thing for them to be dwelling in the same small Shchuna, same small Mavai as the ex husband. And the Kain were even more Machmir because Kain is more obviously more of an Isser, right? Right now she's Nishas Ish. If she's remarried, she's Usser no matter what, even if it's Yisrael. But by Kain, there's a separate issue. Even if she's not remarried, just the fact that she's a Grusha is Usser to the Kain. Okay, minich me. So if they can't live together, by the case of Grusha, who has to leave? Who leaves from who? Does she have to leave or does he have to leave? Tashma, Tanya, he nitchem panav. She gets pushed away from him. He does not get displaced by her. But if it was her chatzar, if the chatzar belonged to her, then of course, he gets displaced by her. He's got to move. She gets to stay in a chatzar that belonged to her. Ibayalu. What if the chatzar belonged to both of them? What if they both had rights in the chatzar? They each had a house and each had rights in the chatzar. Then who gets displaced? Tashma's biraya. We said in the prior verse we just quoted that she gets displaced because from him. But my asking, what's the case there? If it's his chatzar, of course she'd have to move in on him. It's her chatzar. We just had in the end of the very same verse. If it's her chatzar, then he has to move. So you can't tell me that she's the case. We had a the verse says she has to move from in front of him. It can't be where it's his chatzar because then it's obvious. It can't be where it's her chatzar because we said over there she does have to move. Elala must be our shayla. Our case where they both own rights in the chatzar. And we're saying that she's the one that has to move. Dilma the Mercy, no. Dilma the Agamegir, no. We have two different cases. One case could be where they both own, and one case could be where they both rent. Could be this Bryce is talking about a case where they both rented. None of them own. They both rent. And we're saying when they rent, she has to leave from front of him. But when they both own, we still have a Shaila. Mahavela, what's the bottom line? Tashma, we quote a Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hine, Hashem etaplecha tatela gever. Hashem will cause you to wander the wandering of a gever, of a man. Why does the pasuk describe the wandering of a man? Amarav, Rav says about Vamarav, Tiltule Gavri Kashmiditse, the wandering of a man is more difficult than the wandering of a woman. The Mefarshim explained, because women, people typically have more Rachmanas on. So when she's wandering, wherever she goes, people take care of her more faster in her place of wandering. Men, people, man up, as they say. People say, put them on their own. They're on their own. So when the man's wandering, he's more distressed, he's more troubled, he has less people to help him. And therefore, if someone's going to have to move, we're actually going to say the woman has to move and not the man. Love them, while they were married, let's say this kohen who's divorced from his wife now, while they're married, he borrowed money. And nichsevi, the first point, that's just a deeper behavior. It's a common case that he borrowed from nichsevi, he borrowed from the nichsim lug, he borrowed from some of the money of her father's possession of her family. Now she's coming to collect it, Ein nefrazes. This Gemara is going to focus on the distance there has to be from a divorced couple once they're divorced. Ein nefras ella aideacher. She should only collect the money through others. The point over here is they once were married. They once were intimate. These have relations. There was a connection there. We're scared at any moment they can come back. And now they're not married anymore. We don't want this. Even if she's not remarried to somebody else. Forget about if she's nation. That would be much more serious. Even if she's not, we don't want promiscuous activity between unmarried people. And therefore, she should only collect through a third party. If they come, if the kayin, and we're particularly worried about kayin because the kayin's usher and grusha. If the kayin comes with his grusha before us in court about some sort of matter, we don't get involved with their court case. We don't want them to be even adversaries. They're fighting. We don't want them to be adversaries in the presence of each other in court because who knows? They could just make a quick motion. They know each other's. They know each other's. You know, the nuances, who knows what it could lead to. Papa Amar, Shamtin, we actually put them in Cherim. We put them in Cherim if they come to court. So the first, Rav Sheshi says we don't judge their case. Rav Papa says we put them into Cherim if they come to court. And Rav Huna says we give them Malkus. Jump in the place. Rav Huna says you give Malkus. Nirul Benatam. Rav Huna Nami. And Ritva says the same thing. The Ritva also says this. Meshamtin, it means he's saying on top of the Cherim, you also give Malkus. Each one is being more machmer than the friend. So Rav Huna is being more machmer than Rav Papa and saying, not only do you put them in Cherim, you also give them Malkus. I'm Rav Nachman. Tanav Ever Abasi was taught Ever Abasi. Ever Abasi is actually a very interesting Rashi over here. Look at Rashi, Ever Abasi. It's Mesechti, Rashi says, Mesechti Vekarine says Smaches. It's actually Mesechti Ever Abasi, Mesechti called Smaches. That is, of course, Lashon Saginar. Ever Abasi is about Avelis, and it's called Mesechti Smaches. It's a Lashon Saginar. It's like euphemism. It's called Mesechti Smaches. We like to talk in the positive. Vizui Mishnah Shaina. Look at this Rashi. Unbelievable. Rashi quotes, what is the first Mishnah Mesechti Smaches? Not relevant to our Sugya. Vizui Mishnah Shaina, Shila, Hagaisis, Harehu, Kachai Lacholdavarav. A guy, someone on his deathbed, someone who's on his deathbed is like a chai, so long as he hasn't died, he's like a chai, l'chol dvarav. Why on earth is Rashi quoting that? So the Mefarshim point out, because Rashi's coming to explain an answer, which I think Shita says it, Rashi's coming to answer a star kasha. You're calling it Eivra Abasi. We're referring to better known as Mesechta Smachis, to give a positive name. Why don't we call like every Mesechta? Every Mesechta, you call it based on like the topic of the first Mishnah. So why don't you call the Mesechta based on the first Mishnah? Rashi says, you know what it starts off with? A Geisis is like a Chai. What do you call it? Mesechta's Geisis? We don't want a Mesechta called Mesechta's Geisis. So Rashi's elaborating why it's called Mesechta's Smachis and namely, Eivra Rabasi, as opposed to Mesechta's Geis. Okay, says the Martana Eivra Rabasi, Bamed Vamamurim, Shes Gashim and Asuin, Amas Gashim and Erisin, Nifrasay Dasma Shein the Begaspa. This all is going when she got divorced from Nisuin. When she got divorced from Nisuin, she was fully married, there was the Begaspa. We can't have them interacting, we don't want them interacting with each other, and therefore, it's a problem. However, if it was only from Erisin, we don't really have the same Libe Gaspa, and therefore not concerned, he can interact with her. Who are our story time? Who are our Rusa? It was an Aris Kayan, that is a Rusa, that had Erisin. Obviously, they also got divorced, and they came in front of Rava Legabe, a matter of a monetary dispute. Yosef Ravadmasa Kame, so Ravadmasa was sitting in front of Rava. Uki Rav Shluchim Entire, Rava still appointed an intermediary between them. Amalev Ad Ramasna, Amar Rav Nachman, Tana Behavior Abasi, yeah, we taught them when it comes to Aris and Arusa, we're not worried. Amalev Rava said, yeah, Kachasin and Daka, Kaisi Badati. I'm looking at the couple. They got divorced, but there's still affections, there's still feelings, there's clearly still feelings there, and therefore I got to put an intermediary. That's the first version of the story. Ignami Sam is almost identical story, just who said what is different? Rava did not make an intermediary. Only Rav Admas said, "Why don't you make an intermediary in between them?" Amar Leis Rav Savak because of Amar Nachman Tanu Rabasi, because we learned from Rabasi that from Erisin we're not concerned when they only had Erisin on Nisuin. Amar Leis to that which Rava brought from Rav Nachman, Rav Ad Rava says back, "Hani Mili Hefle Gais Badadi." That's when they're not, you know, very close to each other. Avaha, Kechazin and the guys, but we see over they're very familiar, they're very comfortable with each other. Over here, even though Maker did, you don't need it, you should need it because of, as a protection, because even though Aris and Aris doesn't need it, this Aris and Arusa are too close, and therefore they would need it. Okay. So like, it's very clear in our Gemara that we frown upon that notion of exes. You know, it's a very nice thing, but sometimes that say exes are still friends, they get along. 100% they should get along. There's the notion of going along. Of course, when they get along for the children, especially when there's children, it's the most important thing in the world. They should get along. But getting along doesn't mean being good friends and being close. Clearly, our Gemara is frowning upon that notion. Okay, there's discussion, by the way, the place can bring. What if they both get remarried? They both get remarried, and then they each have children. Could their children get married to each other? And the place can be, yes, they can. The place can be the children get married, because since they each remarried with children in a new life, then obviously the children getting married is going to bring a pretty stark connection. They become chatanim, becoming what some people kids like family. Place can bring, I forgot where I saw it from, place can bring that we are okay with them getting married. having the children get married to each other, doing a shidduch together, once they're both remarried children, so maybe that makes a chiluk. Once one of them is married to children, well, certainly if both are married children, maybe that changes things. Okay. So like the Mishnah. Ve'elam, last Mishnah in this parak. Again, I don't think we'll finish the parak today, we're really short on time, but let's at least start the last Mishnah and Gemara. Ve'elam, adam, lahayim, begaydlam. The following people are never testify when they're gadol, this is chiddush. They can't testify when they're still katan, but when they're gadol, they can testify about masharam begaydlam and what they saw as a katan. These are obviously, the Gemara is going to explain, these are all things that are essentially rabbinic testimonies, because never can a derived testimony be based on the testimony of a katan. These are rabbinic testimonies that you're saying when you're a gadol about things you saw as a katan. The following: Nemanad lemer person number says, "Zekzev yadashab." This is my father's handwriting. This is Kim Shtar. Zekzev yadasharabi. And this is the handwriting of my rebbe. Zekzev yadashach. And this is the handwriting of my brother. The Gemara is explaining why we need all three of those cases. The Chayyim point out that very clearly. 2 points. Well, first, the Chayyim point out that very clearly that Kim Shtaris. Curve is not an issue. This is about his father, about his brother. He's testifying. Obviously, it's not a regular edus, and therefore, curva being a curve is not an issue. Legabe kiyam shtaris, as well as the fact that we point out multiple times in this parak already, kiyam shtaris is derabanan, and that's why bechlal this katan is believed. Okay, so, again, he's a gadol now, but he's saying testifying about what he saw as a katan. Next. Zachar Yisiv Plainis, I remember regarding so-and-so, this woman, she went to their wedding with a veil, and her hair was down, which is a testimony essentially that she was a basula, and she's entitled to a ksuv of 200. And the Marzini asked, that's a monetary matter, how's he numbered about a monetary matter? Marzini asked, that would seem to be like a derice level. And that so-and-so would go from the yeshiva, from the school, from the Beis Sefer, to go eat chum, to go to the mikvah and eat chuma, or that he would divide with us chuma at the gairin. So this testimony of the Yanim Zakayan to allow him to get chuma, the Mar is going to say it's talking about chuma. Dabanan again, because it's still a of a katan. Even though he's a gadol now, he's testifying what he remembers as a katan. So again, it's only going to be chuma derabanan. V'amakam is a beis pras, testify by the certain place, which is beis pras. Beis pras, of course, is a field where there's a mace that was either lost there or plowed over, which is again a tumah derabanan. V'atkan hayin banan b'shabes, and testify about the tchum shabes again. Tchumim is derabanan. Very very simple. I'm speaking out all the gemaras. I speak all this out. But tchum is derabanan, so he's able to name to say this is considered tchum shabes under rabbinic matters. A gadol will testify about what he remembers as a katan is going to be accepted. Aval, you know what is not accepted? We had a path in this place. We had rights, a walking path, rights to walk somewhere. Or in this spot, it seems like we didn't own the land, but we had rights to stop and do a maimed and do a hesped when it came to burying a mace. We had this. Our family had rights to do a hesped and a maimed over in this place. Those are both monetary claims, having a derech, having a place, having an ability to do a maimed and a misbed. Those are all claims of monetary, and therefore, even though now he's a katan, because he says something about what he remembers as a katan, he will not be believed for monetary claims. This that was saying that the son, that this child is able to say about his father, about his brother, about the Rebbe, about this testimony is only we as a gadol together. It's got to be him with a gadol. It's got to be him with a gadol, meaning with a full-fledged gadol. Someone that was a gadol the whole time, even though he was a katan when he first saw it, it's sufficient that now he's a gadol and he's testifying with another gadol. Utsricha. Why do we need 3 cases about a father, a rebbe, and a brother? Yeshmin aviv, b'shem shirich habei. He's very commonly by his father. Avar rabbi, he's not as common by his father, by his rebbe, to see rebbe's signatures. Maybe you want to recognize rebbe's signature. Yeshmin rabbi, if you say that you recognize rebbe's signature, b'shem isle aims to rabbi, there's a certain fear of a teacher, of a rebbe, and therefore maybe that he remembers the rebbe's handwriting. Avav, maybe his father's handwriting. Lo, you wouldn't remember. V'yashminan, hani tarti, the father, and the rebbe, aviv shirich habei, rabbi isle aims, a father and Rebbe both have the unique place in the child's life. He's very common. He's frequented by the father. It's interesting. We don't say frequented by the Rebbe. We say more he is the aim of the Rebbe. Okay. The brother, he doesn't necessarily have this that he frequented with the brother or that he had fear of the brother. Maybe he wouldn't be believed. This is all the din of Kibbushar's Rabbanan. The Rabbanan believed him in this rabbinic matter. He's testifying that she went with a veil and her hair was down like a basula. The chayra, the point is that she gets a full ksuva payment. My time, why is he believed? This is monetary. We said later in the Mishnah itself that monetary matters. He's not believed to say to talk to the Aseidus about when he was a katan. Kivan, the Reb Nashim Basulas, because the idea is that the stomach says Reb Nashim Gemara is Basulas. So Reb Nashim Gemara is Basulas, therefore this is considered a Gila Masbam. We're not really relying solely on this testimony. It's kind of just, it's more of a revelation to the assumption that we already knew. And therefore, since this Aseidus is not Mamish being the deciding factor, therefore we'll accept it. And if we Mamish need to rely on it, we taka wouldn't, because you can't rely on the edus of a katan for mamonis. V'shaya ish plain yetz beis sefer litpol lecha b'tshuma. Ask the Gemara, don't have a kainu. Who says that the fact that he testified by this friend, that his friend went, left beis sefer, went to the mikvah, t'chuma, maybe it doesn't mean he's a kain, maybe he was an eved. And what's the concern that he's an eved? Maybe now he's free. Maybe he was an Eved of a Kayan, an Eved of a Kayan is of course allowed to eat Chuma, and maybe now he's free. So how can you believe that he's a Kayan? Maybe he's just an Eved, he's Yichus, maybe he's an Eved, he's not a Kayan. Mesele B'shuv and Levi, this is right to B'shuv, B'shuv and Levi. Asula Adam Shilamin is Avdi Taira. It's us of a person that teaches Eved Taira. So the fact that he's testifying about his friend, that the friend was in Beis Sefer, was in school, in Cheder, learning, must be right. He's not an Eved. Why? Because like B'shuv and Levi says, Eved can't learn Taira. And therefore, must be it's not an Eved Kain, it must be it was a Kain itself. In fact, Gemara Vilai is that Pashad that a person can't teach a slave Torah, Vatanya, love him in a rabbi, if the slave's master borrowed money from him. These are going to be a few potential indications that he's no longer a slave. So if the master borrowed money, very uncommon, why would he borrow money? He could just take it. Komash kan Eved kan rabbi, why would he borrow money? That would seem to be an indication that the master had freed the Eved. Aishas rabbi tapam beis, apitrapis. Or he made the master made the slave not be trapis over his property. That's too chash of a position for someone that's still an Eved, typically. Ashtiach tefillin b'vi rabbi, or the Eved put on tefillin in front of the rabbi, and the rabbi just didn't make it, didn't say anything. And tefillin's mitzvah seishas magrama. We know Eved kanani only have mitzvahs like an isha, so the Eved has no mitzvah tefillin. Ashkar shalach p'sukim make that says, or he read three p'sukim in the base classes. In the shul, he got up for an aliyah, and he read three p'sukim, so again, it would seem like he's free, because typically you don't give an Eved an aliyah. Hariz Netzacheris, even though these are seemingly riots that this guy may be free, because all these things typically don't happen by an Eved, it's not a foolproof riot, and we say therefore it's still an Eved. Now what do you see? The Eved got up to read three psukim of Eskenazes. You just said it's usher for an Eved to learn Torah, and here we see, that's what Shmuel Levi said, here we see very clearly, Eved got up to read psukim of Sefer Torah, and we didn't stop it. Obviously, not usher. Answers the Gemara, Hasan Dikri Abdi Medai Teki Karminan, Tekanag Be Minig Banim. What we mean is big chilek. Shmuel Levi is saying, you don't teach an Eved Torah like you take a regular Yiddish kind, and you send him to a cheder, you send him to a shiva. You don't do that with an Eved, that's what it means. But the fact, when the Eved goes and wants to learn a little Torah on his own, that you have to stop him, that we never said. We never said that Shmuel Levi didn't go so right. So therefore, getting back to our case, this guy is testifying that when he was a kid, he remembers his friend would go from the base safer, go to the mikvah and eat chuma. Clearly that means he's not an Eved Kayin, he's a real Kayin, because an Eved Kayin wouldn't be put in a cheder. That's certainly Rabbi Shmuel Levi was saying. You wouldn't treat him, you wouldn't teach him Torah like you teach a regular Yiddish kid. But Enechami, there could be cases where the Eved Kayin is someone learns a little bit, and that wouldn't necessarily be a steer to being an Eved. There is an interesting Rambam, the Halacha Gemara Chagiga says that you're not supposed to teach a guy Torah b'chlal, a guy, not just Eved Kanani, a guy is not supposed to be certainly a guy, is not supposed to learn Torah. Why? Marasha he, right? It's a marasha for Klal Yisrael. Torah is a marasha l'kilas Yaakov, it's a marasha for Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's not supposed to be taught to Gayim. What's interesting is Rambam, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, do not bring this Halacha about not teaching a guy Torah. They don't bring the halacha that you're not supposed to teach Gai Torah. And the question is, why not? Why would there be a halacha not teaching Gai Torah? So one of the answers they give is, because since we have the halacha about not teaching an Eved Kanani Torah, it's a kolosh gain. They didn't feel a need to bring it. It's one of the halachas. That's very, very interesting. There's a list comprised of halachas that seemingly should have been brought that are not brought, but the reason the Achranim give is because it's so obvious they weren't brought in halacha. Very interesting answer. Halacha is so elaborate on many different dinim, yet certain halachas aren't brought. Why? Because it's so obvious. This is among that list of things that are so obvious. Mishmur brings a few halachas that are seemingly should have been brought, yet he says we know they're not brought. They're obvious. One of them, by the way, is mechitza. One of them is the halacha of having a mechitza, separation and davening. It's fresh Gemara. In the Gemara in Sukkah, we discuss about having mechitza, even by hesped having mechitza. Okay, but the point is, this halacha about not teaching a guy is not brought, but we say it's kol shekein for not teaching an Eved. Says the Mishnah for Umar Berger. Litpol halacha b'chuma. We said that the friend went to the mikvah to go eat chuma. What type of chuma are we talking about? We point to that when we read the Mishnah. About the chuma d'rabbanon, I shouldn't say that the chuma that he went to go eat was chuma d'rabbanon. The child would go to the mikvah and go eat chuma d'raisa. But the testimony of this adult about what he saw when he was a child would only grant permission to this fellow to eat now chuma d'rabbanon, not to eat chuma d'raisa, because again, it's still the testimony of based on a katan. Sheikhalik Maman of Gairin, he spoke with us by the Gairin. Ask the Gemara of Dumavet Kayin who. This is the Harsh Taka. Just because he got a portion of the Gairin doesn't mean he was a Kayin. Maybe he was the Eved of a Kayin. He was getting a portion on behalf of his master. Tanan Kamanda Amar, there's a Raya. This is what I was referring to before this year when I said that we have a Gemara for the end of Yivamis. Totally not Yivamis to Gemara, but this is the Gemara we had in Yivamis, if you remember. Tanan Kamanda Amar, Ein Chalka Chum Levit Elam Gemara Rabbi Imai. This din must go according to the opinion that says you only give a chilek, you only give truma to the Eved if the rabbi is with him together. The Tanya, meaning the fact that we're not concerned that the when he testified that this guy got it to Gerud, that he's the Eved, not the rabbi, must mean you never give the Eved alone. You only give the Eved when the rabbi is present, and therefore we knew he's not an Eved based on the testimony of the Tanya. We learned that Baisa Inchok and Truma Eved Alkan Rabbi Imai Tiver Rabbi says you only give truma to the Eved unless you don't give it to him unless the rabbi is there present with him. So it's clear here's the rabbi, here's the Eved, but you don't give it to the Eved alone, even though the Eved theoretically should be able to take Amhefa's rabbi. No, we don't allow that. Rabbi Thimar's explain why in a second. Basi Aimer, Yachal Shaymer could say, Im Kainani, Manavshach. If I'm a Kain, Tinul Bishvatsbe. If I'm a Kain, give me Atz Kain. If I'm ever Kain, if you hold up an ever Kain, Nani, no, Tinul Bishvat Rabbi, give me on behalf of my master. So he could get on behalf of a master. What's the base of the Machlaikis? From the place of Rehuda, they would say if someone gets truma to Gairin, that's a raya that he is good yichas, he's a kayan. So we don't want to give a vadim because it's going to lead to being mala evad to proper yichas. Whereas in Kamishar Basi, lay a mala machum lichsim, the place of Rebasi, they were mala machum lichsim, therefore you can give it. And just because the guy got a portion of truma at the granary, it's not going to be a proof he's a kayan because maybe he's the evad. Tanya Amar Blazer, Yesi, Miyam Leati, Pamachas, Miyam Leati. I never testified about someone being a kayan. Pamachas Yati, Rebasi said, Reb Blazer said, one time I testified, Velo Evad Kuna Api. And because of my testimony, I messed up and they brought a Eved, they gave him a status of a Kunapi. I testified that he's a kosher Kayan. I testified that my testimony caused them to treat him like a kosher Kayan, even though it's Eved. Ask him, they mistakenly brought an Eved up to Yichus like a Kayan because of the Edus of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yasi, is that possible? Hashtam Abhemdash of Sadiqim, hey, Kash Baruch, maybe Tekala Yadam, the behemoths of Sadiqim, Kash Baruch doesn't make a Tekala on their hands. Sadiqim Atzmal, like Kosher Kayan, so certainly Sadiqim themselves, a Tekala won't come. How could it be a Tekala came out? Yeah, maybe he made a mistake, but a Tekala never comes out from the Maisa of Sadiqim. Ella, what it means is Big Shalas Evel Kunapi, they were about to be Mala and Eved Tekuna based on my testimony, but it didn't happen. What was the story? Chaz Bas Rabbi Yasi, because Rabbi Lazar saw in Rabbi Yasi's place that this fellow was taking a portion. In Rabbi Yasi's place, Avadim, Eved of a Kayan could take a portion. And Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yasi gave over the testimony in whose place, about this guy, he gave over the testimony of Rabbi's place where getting a portion of the granary is a clear indication that it's a proper Kayan, and therefore it led to it almost led to a mess up until they caught it. Quick question. L'chayra, there's Tashis in a few places in Shas. It says that Pemdash Zadikim won't have an Avla that refers to eating food. It refers to specifically very good. Remember, it refers to eating food. When it comes to machalos asuris, that's when we say pemdash tzadikim. When it comes to amachalos asuris, then mistakes can happen. Amachalos asuris, we had a case where we referenced not too long ago about the I forgot who it was who said that he's Arab and Chama. He said a lashon imloy harakti eid zaimim. I killed an eid echad zaimim because I thought even one eid gets killed by itself, and I caused the guy to die. And he went to go daven by the guy's grave, and they heard crying there. And he said, no, it's me crying. It's not him crying. And eventually, when he died, the crying stopped. Okay, but the point is that we have cases where pemdash tzadikim, things do happen. So rather, it says it's only by food. But over here, it was a question of being mala this evet to yichus or not. That's not food. So the first answer, yeah, it is food because negay legabe the chumas. Very good, legabe the chumas. That's the first answer. So it would be fight the gabe food. Shamak, let's see two more lines. I'm gonna stop. Shamak mazeh base pras. They testify from a certain place that's base pras. My taima. Why is he nema to say about a certain place that it's a base pras? The boundaries of a base pras. Why is it Neman? I look here. He's a cut. And then says Gemara base pras rabbanon. Because the olden base pras rabbanon. Time Rabbi Yehuda Bishmuel. Menapech on the base pras rabbanon. Chapriska below on the ground of base pras and walk through it. And similarly, Rabbi Yehuda Barami. We've also had this recently. Barami says Mishpeh Rabbi Yehuda Amar base pras shenidish. A base pras that was trampled over by many people is tar. My time. Why is it tar? Ef the etzem kaseira shenidish beregel. Any bone the size of a barley corn, if it's trampled by the people, has been crushed down to be further to be smaller, and therefore there's no concern that a person is going to come in contact with a bone fragment that's enough to make tummy. The point is, olden base pras rabbanon, and therefore this guy as a gadol now is testifying about what he saw as a katan. He can testify the boundaries because by rabbinic dinim he's neman to testify as a gadol what he saw when he was a katan. We'll have to pause over here and finish the parak. Mr. Masat, the parak tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.